the Buju to you. It must be 3 o'clock somewhere, or 4. But it's Tuesday, or is it Thursday? Who knows? But it's that time again. Buju to you on CKWT 89.9 FM, Wawa T Radio Network.
It's 3 o'clock. It's Buju Tea Time. My name is Louis Wesley, and Happy New Year! Yeah. Know what's weird about New Year's? Is when you get that Happy New Year from someone you haven't seen in a while, and they say it like in February. Oh, Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm kind of late for that. Trust me, you will get that. You'll get that person who says Happy New Year after January is done. You think there's a limit to that? You think there's a limit to when you could say Happy New Year and when you can't say it anymore? For me, I think it has to be within the first week. You know? That's what I think, anyway. Just think about it. Like, I think that's funny. If someone says Happy New Year to me and it's like February, is like, yeah, it happened last month. Where were you then? But whatever. Anyway, today is just going to be a regular show. I'm going to talk to you about stuff and stuff in your ear and over the radio, I guess. Whatever. It's 301. I want to listen to some Panama. Yeah.
Panama! the Bougie to You, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4 on Huawei Bay Radio. Let's get it on.
Living in a dream. Finger 11. And it's that time again. It is 3:11 and it's time for your weather report. So let's get this out of the way. Santa Lee Bukanchkim today, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, high minus 16. Tonight, low minus 28. Wednesday, sunny, high minus 20. Pickle Lake and Wenamun Lake today, cloudy with 70% chance of flurries, high minus 16. Tonight, a low minus 24. Wednesday, cloudy with sunny periods, high minus 16. Big Chill Lake, Satchel Lake today, cloudy with sunny periods, high minus 21. Tonight, cloudy with a low minus 28. Tomorrow will be sunny with cloudy periods, high minus 21. Fort Hope and Lansing House and Obiki today, increasingly cloudy and 30% chance of flurries late this afternoon with a high minus 16. Tonight, cloudy with a low minus 28. Wednesday, cloudy with sunny periods, high minus 15. Weatherquake, a mix of sun and cloud today with a high minus 18. Tonight, cloudy periods with a low minus 26. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high minus 18. Moosonee and Fort Albany today, sunny with a high minus 14. Tonight, cloudy periods, low minus 25. Wednesday, sunny with a high minus 16. Appawachstad today, sunny, high minus 18. Tonight, cloudy periods, low minus 25. Wednesday, sunny with a high minus 16. Appawachstad today, sunny, high minus 18. Tonight, a few clouds, low minus 26. Wednesday, sunny, high minus 19. Fort Severn today, cloudy with sunny periods, 60% chance of flurries with a high of 23, minus 23. Don't get your hopes up. Cloudy with a low of minus 25 tonight and tomorrow. A mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries with a high of minus 21. Pionic today, a mix of sun and cloud with 60% chance of flurries, high of minus 23. Tonight, cloudy periods with a low of minus 30. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of flurries with a high of minus 23. In the city of Thunder Bay and Superior West, today cloudy with sunny periods, high of minus 14. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of flurries overnight with a low of minus 18. Wednesday, cloudy with sunny periods, high of minus 11. Kenora and Nestor Falls, today cloudy with sunny periods, 40% chance of flurries, high of minus 16. Tonight, cloudy with a low of minus 18. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 14. Dryden and Ignace, today cloudy with sunny periods, high of minus 15. Tonight, cloudy with a low of minus 18. Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud, high of minus 14. Fort Francis and Rainy Lake, today cloudy with a high of minus 15. Tonight, cloudy with a low of minus 18. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of minus 12. Attakulkan and Uppsala, today cloudy with sunny periods, high of minus 16. Tonight, cloudy with a low of minus 18. Wednesday with a low of minus 13. Red Lake and Ear Falls, today cloudy with sunny periods, 60% chance of flurries, wind up to 15 kilometers, so there's a wind chill there. High of minus 13, wind chill at minus 27. Tonight, it's going to be cloudy with low of minus 23. Wednesday, a high of minus 18. Silcoat and Savan Lake here, our area, yeah, where I am, right now. Today, cloudy with sunny periods and 40% chance flurries with a low high of minus 15. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of flurries with a low of minus 19. Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of flurries in the morning with a high at minus 15. So that was your weather report. After the break, I want to talk to you guys about some hockey news. The only time I like watching hockey is when the World Juniors are on. Canada, ooh, yeah. I will give you guys an update on that after, because it's hockey, yeah. But anyway, one thing I do want to talk to you guys about is something really weird. In California, we all know California, they did have a thing to legalize marijuana, but it didn't pass. Barely. But they do have a thing called medical marijuana. Medical marijuana. A California medical marijuana dispensary has ranked in food donations with a unique offer. So, they have a unique offer, and this is what it is, free pot. To people who have their medical marijuana cards. So if they're on medical marijuana, they get free pot for bringing in canned goods and stuff. The Granny Perps dispensary in, I can't even say it, Sequel, California, about 60 miles or 100 kilometers southeast of San Francisco, offered a complimentary marijuana cigarette for every 4 cans of food a patient brought in this holiday season. Each patient was limited to a maximum of 3 cigarettes a day. Santa Cruz Centennial reports the dispensary took in about 11,000 pounds, or 5,000 kilograms, of food and handed out 2,000 marijuana cigarettes between November and Christmas Eve when the promotion ended. The food was donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank. Yeah, that's going to get some attention. Of course it will. I don't know, I read weird stuff. That was on Odd News somewhere, and I picked it up, so I thought I might as well tell you about it. It's cool. It's not cool, but, you know. They helped the food bank out, though. It was awesome. So, my next song, cut to a break now. After the break, we're going to talk about some hockey. This one's Weezer's Say It Ain't So. I'm kind of in a rocky mood today. Yeah, mellow out. Oh, Okay, we're back. Time is 3:30, dead on. Wow, perfect timing. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys about hockey, specifically the World Juniors. And yeah, Canada. Yeah. They're going for gold. Will they do it, though? I do not know. And what's weird is that they lost to Sweden two nights ago, or the previous game before the other game. Yeah. They did lose to them. They lost a shootout, I think it was. Yeah, or overtime, something like that. I wasn't really watching. I saw the highlights. I watch highlights. But I've been watching game. I watched yesterday's game. Canada and U.S. Canada game was wrong. And here, some highlights. The Canadians clobbered and stunned the world junior favorite and the defending gold medalist 4-1 in a match awaited in the much-awaited semifinal Monday night and the host United States own ice. That's what it says in the article, but it didn't seem like home ice when I was watching. It looked like Canada's home ice. I was like, the whole crowd, all the sea of red. You know, like when you watch Calgary Flames game, looked like that almost, like Canada's. Anyway, Coach Dave Cameron's team has been picked apart for the past month. The degree of difficulty was questioned by the unimpressed Swedes, and the Americans were supposed to bury them. Campbell gave up 4 goals. Campbell is the Americans' goalie, yeah, who's playing in net. Campbell gave up 4 goals in the 4 preliminary round games. He surrendered 4 against the relentless Canadians. He actually kept the game from becoming a rout lake in the second with a spectacular pad save to the top NHL prospect, Sean Couture, I can't say his last name, and coming up in big flurry and terrible, yeah. So, yeah. He did good. He stopped a couple guys. But at the end, Canadian goalie Mark Vincent wasn't busy, but he was steady. He squared up a laser beam off the rebound with Nick Bjugstad, I can't say his name either, and gloved Chris Kreider in the third. It was really good. Like, really good game. Because, you know, they were winning. Yeah, kidding. But anyway, it was a good fight. The Americans will be going for bronze medal tomorrow. And Canada gets to play Russia. Russia beat Sweden, by the way. You guys did not know that. And here's some few facts. The Americans have only beaten Canada just once in this tournament since 2004 on Carlson's overtime goal in last year's final at Saskatoon. Saskatoon. Saskatchewan. Or, yeah, Saskatoon. I'm thinking about a movie. If you guys ever watched that movie, Grown Ups, that's what I'm thinking about there. It snapped Canada's 6-game win streak in the rivalry or whatever. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, and also, Canada team, the World Juniors, they never lost a semifinal game since 2001 against Finland. So tomorrow's game times, Wednesday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, so that's 2:30 Central time, the bronze game between Sweden and the United States will play. And later on that night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, Canada versus Russia. So I'm looking forward to that. And you should be too. Anyway, one thing I want to talk to you about when I seen in the news, really odd. Something odd happened. Out of Little Rock, Arkansas, the stress of New Year's Eve's fireworks may have caused the deaths of up to 5,000 birds in BB, Arkansas, which mysteriously began falling out of the sky late Friday night, state officials said Monday. So what they're saying is 5,000 birds fell out of the sky. Officials believe that stress may be more than likely caused than severe weather such as hail or lightning strike because the severe weather had already left the area. We're leaning more toward the stress events at Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Spokesman Stephen Keith Steffens, he said fireworks could have caused the mostly blackbirds to fly into houses and have heart attacks. Test results are expected on Monday or later this week. Commission also is trying to determine what caused the deaths up to 100,000 fish over a 20-mile stretch of the Arkansas River near the dam in Orzac, 125 miles west of the bees. They were discovered on December 30th. 100,000 fish die. Just start floating to the top. Stevens said the commission expects results on a fish test in probably a month. Disease may be the culprit since the fish were one species, a bottom-feeding drum. The bottom-feeding drum, so there you go. But still, 5,000 birds fall out of the sky. Stress? Don't they, in the States, they have fireworks all the time? What happens on July 4th every time? Independence Day, have their Independence Day. They have fireworks all the time, nothing's wrong with that. Fireworks, big fireworks. And they're saying 3,000 things died because of that? Ask yourself that. Does that sound right? I don't know. Look it up if you want to look into more. And, yeah. So, that's it for now. Oh, wait. I want to tell you this real fast. If you guys haven't heard the news, I guess. What's his name? Russell Brand? The guy who's married to Katy Perry. Yeah. He posted a picture of her on Twitter. And it's unflattering. Whoa. You do not look good this morning. Like, that kind of picture. And just Google it. Katie Fitcher's new, no makeup or something. She just looks, wow. That's all I can say about it. And here's for you, Katie. Waking up in Vegas. Whatever. yeah. It's all a blur last night. We need a taxi, cause you're hungover and I'm broke. I lost my fake ID, but you lost the motel key. Spare me a freaking dirty looks now. Don't blame me. You want a guy shout and get the hell out of town. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Get up and shake the glitter off your clothes now. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Why are these lights so bright? Did we get hitched last night? Just to black out.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make everything, sitting on trains. Every stop I get, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think, sitting on trains. Every stop I get, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
Yeah. outside of my door. You never know how the thing could turn around.
Lost my favors. Anyway, you're back. 3:46, Bougie to you time. Yes, I know. Anyway, so I just wanted to list out. You can do anything, you know that? Because this 10-year-old girl, apparently a 10-year-old girl from New Brunswick, has become the youngest person ever to discover a supernova. Catherine Aurora Gray, an amateur astronomer from Fredericton, made a hallmark discovery Sunday night under the watch of astronomers Paul Gray, her father, and David Lane, according to the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. Supernovas occur when... Yeah, we know what supernova does. Do you guys know what a supernova does? Before I explain it, yeah, it's simple. Everyone knows what it does. It happens when a star explodes, and think of it like a big explosion. Only after a star dies, though. You know when a star dies, sometimes it doesn't have a supernova? Like, it'll go into a giant red star, and then it'll shrink, become a white dwarf. Yeah. Anyway, I'll read it out. Supernovas occur when stars more massive than the sun explode and die. The explosion releases chemicals that can spark the formation of entire planets. They also give astronomers a means by which to measure the size and age of the universe. They are a very rare phenomenon. The last one in this galaxy happened over 100 years ago, before telescopes were even invented. Catherine discovers hers in the constellation of Chimilopardius in galaxy UCG 3378. I don't know where that is. Apparently it's in the sky somewhere, but she discovered that. Neato. Very neat. Anyway, Anna Chapman. Does that bring up anything to you guys? No, it's not your cousin. Anna Chapman, the Russian spy that came out during June or something. Anna Chapman. No, it's not your cousin. Anna Chapman, I'm telling you. Yeah, I know her. No, you don't. You heard of it. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. If your name's Anna Chapman, I sincerely apologize. I'm just talking about this Russian spy. Apparently, the Russian spy who got deported from the United States for spying on them. Like, you know, treason. Like, if she was American, that'd be treason. She got caught spying in her own country. Anyway, Anna Chapman, the Russian exposed as an undercover spy in 2010, has landed a role in the upcoming movie. She got herself a role in a movie. The brunette herself will play in a parody of a popular Russian spy film. Which is kind of ironic. She's a Russian spy and she got hired to play as a Russian spy. Chapman hit headlines last summer when she was going among the 10 Russians arrested in the U.S. for spying, and then she got deported. Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you spy on a country or whatever. Anyway, Toronto media reports say 19 workers at a Bell Canada call center in East End Toronto hold the winning ticket to the $50 million Lotto Max jackpot that happened last week, whatever. There was just one winning ticket for the huge New Year's Eve jackpot, and officials said it was sold in the Greater Toronto area. I wish my ticket was a winner, along with everyone else. You know, you're more... To win the lottery, you're more than likely to die from venomous plants than you are to win the lottery. And there's no venomous plants around here. The closest thing to that is like poison ivy or something to me. I'm not allergic to that. Did you know that though? You're able to die from a poisonous plant. You're more likely to die from a poisonous plant than you are to win the lottery. Just like, chances of you winning the lottery is... I don't know, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning. Stuff. Anyway, they won. Like, apparently, they did win, but no one's ever claimed yet. Sarah Cook in the Ontario Gaming Lottery and Gaming Corporation said Monday the ticket was validated at a retailer in East Toronto, and it's a group win. But she could not give any further information since the winners have not yet officially claimed their prize, and the lottery corporation closes. Offices were closed on Monday. The Toronto Star reported 17 workers and two managers at the Bell Ontario's West Control Center will split the $50 million. Yeah, so lucky them, eh? $50 million. I throw a parade. And I'll be like on top. Yes! Be playing songs. Join the fun! Throwing dollar bills. No, throwing loonies at people. We're not America. We got... loonies. Anyway, so one more song before my last song today. This is Who Dat Girl, Flo Rida featuring Akon. Yeah. She mad marketing, attitude like we arguing. With her by my side, I bring glitter to my life. I should Twitter this girl is far. She ain't a rock star, but she got groupies. She ain't no actress, but she make movies. And when she's dressed, everybody be breaking they neck like, who that girl, who that girl, who that girl. She ain't got bridges, but she got fashion. She ain't a model, but cameras flashing. And when she's dressed, that thing go round. Everybody be breaking they neck like, who that girl, who that girl, who that girl. I wanna know my mama name, cause that's where she get it from. They ain't never shot her with silicone. Shawty is her and her, and she the real one. Touch one, grab one, feel one. I wish she would've told me that. Ain't nothing wrong bringing the old me back. No mama know her body so trophy glass. She birthed every bit of some Chloe back. Like damn, can I be the police badge? Pull it over, get a little cozy and reminisce on it like an OD jam. Record some shit on a Playboy cam. She ain't no actress. The movie for my mattress. Rockstar, none of that practice. But still she got her name. She ain't a rock star, but she got groupies. She ain't no actress, but she make movies. And when she's dressed, that thing around. Everybody be breaking their neck like, who that girl, who that girl, who that girl. She ain't got bridges, but she got fashion. She ain't a model, but cameras flashing. And when she's dressed, that thing around. Everybody be breaking their neck like, Okay, you guys, we're back. That was a quick song. 3:54, my last song of the day, coming up to you soon. But first, I'm going to tell you about, I don't know, there's a guy in New York who was trying to commit suicide. But he was lucky, as he was only from the ninth thing. He jumps, and apparently he landed in garbage, and he survived. And now he's thankful. He's like, oh my god. But seriously, there's I don't know how to put that. That's lucky for him, I guess. He wanted to do something, maybe he changed his mind, maybe he aimed for it, who knows. But the only reason why there's a giant heap of garbage there is apparently in New York, they had a foot and a half of snow, which caused all the garbage and stuff not to get picked up. I wonder how much garbage you would need to stop a jump like that. I remember this show before, it was called Worst Case Scenario. And there's one scenario where the woman actually jumps from on top of a building, or she doesn't jump. She says you have to fall off or walk off, because if you jump, your body will start swinging. But if you walk off, you can easily move towards your back and land on your back. Bang! You land on your back, you will survive if you land in garbage. But the thing about landing in garbage is that you could hurt yourself. If there's something in there sharp, bang! So, which is kind of weird, which is good in a way, because the odds of you hitting something in a garbage can, think of it. What are some, every now and then, like someone throw glass inside of a garbage can, right? Or something like that? He was lucky. He was very lucky. And maybe he's glad to be alive now. He probably is. I'm sure he is. Because I think it said that in an article somewhere, but I just didn't read it too much. But yeah, what are the odds of that? How much things do you really throw in your garbage? What if there's an old chair in there? Bang! Ah! Trying to be cool. But anyway, my last song of the day. Enough about that. He's alive. He's in a new year. It's 2011. Man, it's 2011. Happy New Year, guys. Remember, it does get a little weird when you meet that old friend. He says, oh, Happy New Year, and it's February. So keep your eyes open up for that. I tell you right now, it's going to happen. You're going to have that one person come up to you weeks after the New Year's done. Anyway, the last song is going to be from my dad. He likes Bob Marley, so I'll play it for him. I like it, too. This one's No Woman, No Cry. So this is a long song that's going to be cut short, so later guys, till Thursday.